Welcome to the Exit Velocity Baseball Show. My name is Brent. As always, back earlier in the days. The main man, Jordan's here. How you doing?
Not too bad, sir. It's the 2021 edition of the EV podcast.
My goodness gracious. It's been since September 3rd when we had Zach Veen on with the Rockies. It was the last time we recorded a podcast, and I know the Braff was on, the legend Zach Braff. But we're going to get back to the roots of us. And he'll still probably come on shows and whatnot. I know he's busy. He has a kid growing up and all that. But, yeah, it's just us tonight. Too bad the season ain't going and we ain't doing your streamers.
Yeah, right. But I guess there's just the off-season chats to talk about. What's gone on thus far. What we've been up to during this delightful past year.
Yeah.
Well, the year that was 2020, and what to look forward to in 2021, and hopefully maybe discuss the idea of even going to games.
Yeah, so we'll start off with you. What have you been up to? I know we stay in touch pretty much almost daily, but what have you been up to since August, September, when all baseball ended and we stopped recording and kind of just did our own thing?
Yeah, I guess you originally had like more time to do more recordings. And I guess when we created this podcast, we kind of just were pretty traditional with the Sunday night shows. Mm-hmm. And then we got more time, or you guys got more time, and we got more hosts on the show, and we were able to interview a lot of great people in this game of baseball. And I ended up not being as flexible with that time and just was busy with work. But I think now, going back to where we started on the Sunday night routine, if we can get it started the right way, we should get something consistent going for the listeners that will still listen.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that'll be the plan this year, is do that little Sunday night, because I know one of my favorite things that we did was your streamers, and we kind of ranked the top 10, which I think is super unique, because I've not listened to a podcast that literally breaks down the top 10 players of the past week and who they think will be the best players of the next week. But yeah, it's just been, we've been busy. I know you were busy. I had all the time because you furloughed us for a while. And then I had all that time and we did that MLB league. Braff, I believe he's a stay-at-home dad, so he has a little bit more time as well. And we got all those guests on, Veen, Grayson Rodriguez, I mean, Alana Rizzo, a whole bunch of people. But and then I end up buying the restaurant. Now I don't got no time either. So yeah, I'll stick to the Sunday nights. Going back,
not enough about me, but going into you and how now you own your own business. How's it feel?
Yeah, finally. It feels good. I mean, it's a lot of work, but I feel like for us, since the beginning of the year turned over, it's literally like people said, oh, no more COVID. Let's go out to eat. We've been busy as hell and it's been good. It's been really good. And I just put up a TV in the restaurant like 5 days ago. So I had to watch those waste management team players get that W the other day.
You mean who's that team again?
Go Pack Go.
Yeah, exactly. The NFC Championship 12-12. Oh, we'll see it go down next weekend.
Oh, yeah. But it's been a crazy year. I mean, of course, baseball always has that boring offseason when a guy like Corey Kluber, who won, what, two Cy Youngs, gets signed by the Yankees, and that's like no news.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the NBA just dominates the scene of sports. And I think if any sport could be like the NBA with the amount of action, I mean, just imagine if baseball is remotely close to the amount of transactions that get completed. But also, you got to think about it this way, the integrity of the game of baseball in comparison to the drama queens of the NBA. Mm-hmm. I'm just, if a player doesn't like their team, they get traded. That's it. And yeah. I don't even know if those coaches actually coach. Like, what what do they do? Like, are these millionaires actually listening to them? Like, they just know, they know if they're good and they're elite, they're superstars, they play the game to how they play, right? Like, they're not going to be like, oh, the coach said don't shoot. They're going to listen to who? This guy's making chump money. Like, no. But going back to that, I would just love to see a little bit of that in the game of baseball with transactions and what, like, the type of actions that the San Diego Padres did this offseason. Love it. Man, like that's amazing. But you just don't see many teams doing that. But also a nice surprise this offseason so far has been the Mets with Kidding Lindor and Cookie, you know? And I think there's more to come with from the Mets. I mean, we still have Bauer on the market. Who in the hell knows where he's going?
Yeah. So
it's exciting. I mean, for what, how dry recent off seasons have been, our Twins still haven't done shit, which is common occurrence. But it's still nice to see some teams that typically don't make or make big splashes do that in 2021. So.
Yeah, I feel like there's two MLB teams that kind of play fantasy baseball, and that's the San Diego Padres. They did this a while back when they got Upton, Matt Kemp, Craig Kimbrell, Justin Shields, and then also the Seattle Mariners, who kind of bring guys in, ship guys out, do all kinds of things. But who knows? Maybe the Mets are the new fantasy baseball team of the real life.
And yeah, like maybe you said, they just get it going. I think, I mean, Blake Snell in that uniform is going to rise the occasion. Looks like Yu Darvish is currently ranked in Tristan's rankings in ESPN 18th overall at age 34 as a SP5 going into the season, which is no, I mean, dude had it, he had it going on this past season, but it's, I mean, he wasn't 18th going into last season.
Right? I mean, that, no, that, I mean, he was, I think honestly, he might've been from the 70 to 80 range. I don't know for sure off the top of my head. But what's crazy is when Yu Darvish was elite with the Rangers, I don't think he was ever this high. And now he's 34 years old and he's still injured. Like you don't know when he's going to go on the shelf. And now they got him. Yeah. 17 overall.
Pretty wild. But my boy, Shane Bieber, sitting at 15 SP3. I think he could actually be better than Garrett Cole this year.
Mm-hmm.
DeGrom is the consensus number one though. Don't you think? Who would you take? Who's SP1?
Walker Buehler, I think. I think Walker Buehler is going to come back, and I mean, no, he had a little rusty. The thing is, fantasy baseball Twitter's awesome. You see so many guys break players down now. I mean, Kurland, Williams, Eric Dude, Cross.
Williams is a breakdown of Corbin Burns. I don't know if you saw the thread, but my goodness, like the in-depth info on a guy that I remember watching opening day weekend at your place back in when was that? Late June?
July 24th.
Yeah, to date. but like watching how wild Corbin Burns was and how he turned it around and became just this elite level pitcher in 2020, given short sample size. But the breakdown that Williams did, as you guys can tune in on Twitter, I was impressed. I still don't know. I'm on the fence about three guys, and Corbin Burns happens to be one of them. I still don't know if I'm sold.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I mean, like I was going to say with like the 60-game season, I feel like there's a little bit too much that people are taking from 60 games because, I mean, that isn't – in baseball, that's a third of the season. That is not much at all. And guys like Nolan Arenado struggle, so now they fall in the – I mean, Nolan Arenado on Cockcroft's rankings is 21st. He's been in the top 10 the past – 5 years, puts up elite numbers, but he had a bad 60 games.
Just 29 too.
Yeah, Jose Altuve. I mean, my God, people are writing him off like he's never done anything in his career. Like he's just some random second baseman.
But I'm going to go ahead and say this to all of to all the guys that know Brent. He just brought up Nolan Arenado and Jose Altuve. I can only imagine who he's going to bring up next.
Julio Teheran to the Twins?
My goodness. Yeah.
No, but yeah, the rankings, I mean, I think they're just all over the place. It's real interesting. But I know one guy you wanted to talk about, which I'm not a believer. I'm not one of those Shane believers, but your boy Trent Grisham.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you just had brought him up right before the show. But that is one guy that I would just say that I'm picking almost everywhere. And I might be higher on him than most. But I think with him in that lineup, in Slam Diego, leading off, like that's 25-25 right there, in my opinion. I'm thinking 25 homers, 25 stolen bases, 90-plus runs scored, 85-plus ribbies. I'm saying it.
Well, folks, there's their MVP. No, but I mean, hitting in front of Manny Machado and Tatis, who actually is going second overall in most all kinds of formats, which I think, I mean, he's great. He's awesome. He did a lot in 60 games, but Mike Trout following the fifth. You got Tatis going second, and Machado's way up there too. But Grisham, I could see a potential 90 run scored season, but I don't know about what else would happen.
I mean, maybe it's 110 runs scored. Who knows? But I know it's going to be a lot. It's going to be more than 90. And just like that, before McCutchen went down, what, 2 years ago when he first signed with Philly, I was like, dude was on pace for like 110 runs scored. And he just got busted. But I also like him as a buy low candidate to break out this year after being injured last year.
Talking about Andrew 33? McCutchen?
That is brought him up. Yeah, cheap shoe in for OF.
There we go. Well, I mean, what's funny is the Brewers never have prospects and never have pretty much nobody in the farm system. Then they trade away Trent Grisham and he goes off in San Diego. You got to love it.
Because Lewis Brinson still hasn't figured it out. And that was getting rid of him was best thing he could ever done.
Yeah, it really was. Like Christian Yelich going 12th, I feel like, is interesting. I mean, I guess
that's good value there.
Oh, it's so good.
My question for you is, what rankings are you looking at? Because I'm currently at the top 300 rankings for 2021 for Tristan, and he's ranked 14th.
Well, I'm going off we're going off two right now, which is actually kind of good just to give people both the hindsight. I'm going off the NFBC average draft pick. Yep.
Okay,
and a lot of big ballers play on NFBC. I played it honestly before this podcast. I never did all this stuff, but I played a lot of it last year. I was in like four leagues in the Raz Slam, all that, and the format on the app and stuff is just not what I'm expecting. Like Yahoo's really like you. I know we've talked about this. Yahoo is clean. We don't even touch ESPN. Yeah, I think ESPN is just garbage when it comes to fantasy sports.
I look at their rankings. I love Tristan's input, but that's the only time I ever even view ESPN.
Yeah. And then I personally like Fantrax. I know a lot of GV guys, Andy, Bobby, ETC, and yourself are not fans of Fantrax.
I just think that it has a lot to offer. I just don't think it's by any means clean. Mm-hmm. The player pool is far too saturated. And I feel like you could just make up your name and plug it in the player pool. That's how, like, there's just everyone's brothers in that damn thing. And I just think that in order to find guys, it could just be cleaned up. And if they want to do it right and kind of finesse it a bit, that's what they need to do is clean up that player pool. But even from, like, a user standpoint, I mean, all those expert fantasy baseballers are going to go ahead and love Fantrax. But, you just have all the time on your hands to dig through that app. It's just messy. It's a web browser for an app, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much what it is. I remember you trying to be sneaky back when we had the good old Exit Velocity Dynasty League. Emerson Hancock, you were trying to get before he was still in college at Georgia, and you tried to sneak him on your roster.
You could draft him, so why wouldn't you? Like, geez, you could draft – I could draft Zach Veen right now.
Yeah, it's so deep. It is honestly insane. But I want to talk about a team that we follow, we love. And I know you said another boring offseason, but one guy I want to point out that they did get. And what's interesting is I did not know this till I hopped on the Triple Play podcast is their host, David Mendelsohn, is a diehard Twins fan.
Wow.
Which I think is pretty damn cool just because he's been doing a lot in like podcasting and Twitter and all that stuff. But Hansel Robles, you don't like that?
I mean, I don't love it, but I do like that he's younger than May was?
I think he's around 30. He's around 30 years old, I think.
And he's much cheaper than what the Mets paid May, so I'll take that. So if we're comparing as far as, like, contract money, because we blew it with Donaldson. Just
kidding. Let's go.
Really, that contract, year one, failed. And that was only 60 games. He couldn't stay healthy for 60 games. God knows what it looks like for 162.
Oh, God. But who?
Also, we could talk about Nelson Cruz. I don't know where you're going with this Twins conversation, but go ahead.
I was going to say, that was my next question. Nelson Cruz on Twitter is always working out, or Instagram, and his arms are about as big as my waist, and my waist is not small anymore. So where do you think this Cruz, do you think that, I know he wants to go to the Twins, so if the Twins let him slip, to me that makes no sense, because he's literally, I feel like he's made Miguel Sano who he is pretty much, just by guiding him. And I think another, even a year or two of Cruz would be just fabulous.
Yeah, I think that there just has to be a plan. So if we lock him in for the remainder of his career, then we do that. But another one-year deal, I mean, we can go ahead and do that, but I just don't know what that really – I kind of feel like that just kind of delays all the guys coming up. Larnick, Kirilloff, like moving those guys. Because, I mean, Donaldson can't – like I said, could even play 60 games. Lord knows if he can even DH in a 162. So we already have him locked in for the next 3 years. So we got to think about that and where he plays into factor. Because even a guy like Sano, rock solid, I thought, first base.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he's a bigger dude. I don't really know what we're going to do with him, too, if he's just locked in at first. I would personally like to see Nelson Cruz. But I just don't know if we're actually – I just think if we wanted him that bad, or if that was in the cards, we would have done it already. What do you think?
Yeah, I feel like we would have locked him up. But the Twins do this shit, though. They play around, piss around, and suddenly somebody comes in and scoops these guys. I mean, a guy that I think that would be good with the Twins, Masahiro Tanaka. Mm-hmm. He's good in the playoffs. I think he'd fit beautifully in as a number three starter. I know the Twins were trying to go after Simeon. I think that's an old story. We're not getting Simeon. We're not getting Didi Gregorius. If we get any shortstop, it's going to be like a Freddie Galvis. But yeah. Two guys that I really want are Tanaka and Marcell Ozuna.
Marcell Ozuna. Yeah, I'd like that too. But I just don't think it's real at all. It's a dream.
But I heard he is looking for a shorter contract and filling in because Eddie Rosario is now gone. And for some reason, nobody wants him, so that tells you something. But I think he'd fit in perfect.
Yeah. I mean, we just have to take action. I don't really know how long we want to spend on the great Twins' success this offseason. And the more we wait with all these moves, the less optimistic I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that there needs to be some action taking place here in the next couple weeks, because the White Sox are just going to continue to make moves. Liam Hendricks was the last acquisition they had, and they just continue to like bolster the bullpen and strengthen their lineup 1-9. So, I mean, if we keep letting the time tick, I just think our time's going to run out.
Yeah, now it looks like Brad Hand, who's actually a Minnesota native, I believe he went to Chaska High School. He's rumored to go to the
like guess.
What's that?
You like played it off like I think he went, but you already know he went to Chaska High School. Just in the back of my mind.
Now he's rumored to go to the Mets, Astros, or Blue Jays, and I don't know. Like that's the guy I would love to have in the bullpen. The Twins are gonna piss around.
I like that a lot, just because obviously Minnesota guy, lefty lefty with Rodgers. I don't mind that at all.
Mm-mm. No, I think he'd be a great fit on the roster, but a couple other things we could talk about. DJ going cheap to the Yankees. I mean, if you don't
32
think
and a half, he's like 30. Yeah, I think he's going to be 33 this season. So, I mean, he's locked in for 6 years. So one hell of a contract as far as to get something like that longer term, what, 90 mil, right?
Yep, 6 year 90.
6 year 90. So he's playing until he's 38. Why not?
Yeah, for him, that's awesome. But like, I feel
especially
like
especially an elite and a guy. DH, maybe DH at the tail end of his career. I like it. I've always been a LeMahieu fan, so I'm still gonna grab that dude even after his contract year. He's signed now, but that's still a guy that I'm looking at, especially second base. You too.
Mm-hmm. So I was gonna ask you. This is something that I feel like hasn't been really talked about much, and it keeps kind of popping up in the news. Do you actually think baseball, out of all the sports, I mean, right now the NBA is kind of looking a little shoddy with, I mean, I think there was four postponements tonight. So I honestly, I tied you tonight because of three guys getting freaking postponed. So
we don't, you don't tie me. You were down like 8-2.
Dude, go look right now, bro. Oh, it's no, tie game.
Ish.
Matt, I would have beat you if it wasn't for all these stupid postponements. But baseball, I would love, because, I mean, we're planning a trip to go to either Florida or Arizona for spring training. But the possibility of baseball out of all the sports starting on time, my percentage is like 30%.
30?
What do you think? Yeah.
Biden takes office in how many days?
I don't even know. I don't follow all that jazz.
We don't really need to talk about that at all. Because I plan on going to Mexico. And I guess after we booked our trip, found out that we have to have a negative test or a vaccine 3 days like prior to leaving Mexico to go back to the States. Like the United States requires that.
And what if you have it?
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. We're just locked in Mexico. Yeah. So I booked that, right? And I didn't think, I'm like, oh, yeah. I mean, what's, because it's 100% cancellation. Like they're, I mean, with given the times, people will even judge, probably judge me for going to Mexico. I don't give a shit.
It's time to get out of Dodge.
But I just want to get some sun. And I have to find a testing location in Mexico, right? Like, I'm going to be on an island. Like, I don't know if they even have, I don't know. It's going to be fun.
They don't even got the Wi-Fi.
We'll see. We'll see.
God, that's that is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but,
I mean, I don't know.
Who knows what'll happen this year? I mean, I was hoping by now COVID would kind of just disappear, but that ain't going to happen.
It's bigger than ever. But yep. Before we skip a couple topics or go on to the next thing, I wanted to see where you would draft Nelson Cruz right now and leading up to drafts in the next couple weeks even. Mm-hmm. So I know Yahoo's not activated yet. We can't do our draft, even though we don't do ours till like mid-March anyway. Mm-hmm. But say if he still remains unsigned, mm-hmm. And the NL still hasn't approved the universal DH rule.
Yeah.
Where are you drafting him? Or where do you think, I mean, even regardless of team, how high do you think he's going to be, or how is he going to do in 2021?
I would draft him 60 to 65 overall, just because, I mean, dude, if you don't get impressed by those videos he posts, I don't know what to tell you. Like, God, hey, the guy is a freaking Terminator. Like, he's unreal.
He's literally The Rock, but in a baseball uniform.
Yeah. Yeah. I would, 60 to 65 range. I know you, I know he always slips in our draft because he's like util only. And then he ends up, that team, whoever drafts him, ends up being in the top three, making the playoffs, probably getting a first round bye.
Yeah. That's kind of, and that's, so I've taken him back to back years. So talk about our league format and see if it piques any interest for you listeners to tweak things that you guys currently do. But we keep four guys and then we just draft.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I think we're doing two NAs in addition to the four. So, like, that'll change, right? But as mm-hmm. long, like, we just draft, we keep four guys, and then we draft. But Nelson Cruz, I didn't have my first four picks. So, rounds one, two, three, and four, I didn't have. Yeah. And then my first pick was in the fifth round, and Nelson Cruz was sitting there. So, in equivalent, we've already, each roster before the draft already has four players. So
eight rounds deep.
Nelson Cruz in round nine, technically.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What? Why? Why you got, like, year after year, the guy just hits dingers. And this is going to be that, like, that's why I wanted to ask you, because this year could be different. You know, like, mm-hmm. who knows? I mean, I don't think he's signing with an NL team.
No, there's no way.
I'm saying it's probably like 50% Twins. But I also, going back to my case that if we were going to sign him, we would sign him already.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's kind of, just want to see where your take was, because I'm still in. I would still draft the guy. I don't know how high, but if he's there, I'm not going to pass him. So,
yeah, I would do 60 to 65. I mean, no matter. But if he does go to a NL team, I don't know what to. Then I'm lost.
I just don't think an NL team would risk that. And I think that's kind of. And I feel like that's probably Nelson Cruz's take, is that he's waiting to see if that universal DH rule takes effect. And then his market expands. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's right now. He's going 94th in NFBC with no team. So that's pretty. I mean, that's. I feel like that's kind of low. I mean, guys like Jeff McNeil are ahead of him, but he's got more. Ian Anderson
Jeff
with
McNeil.
The.
I'm drafting Nelson Cruz over Jeff McNeil.
Ian Anderson, Framber Valdez. Like, yeah. Framber Valdez is getting drafted over Zach Wheeler. Man, them 60 games.
Man. Did you hear this buzz about today? I saw that Luis Castillo potentially could be traded to the Yankees. Yeah, I saw it on Twitter. And Twitter is like the news, right?
That's the news. Fantasy baseball Twitter is damn near borderline the best baseball news you're going to get.
Yep. And God, I don't know what you think of that. I currently am planning on keeping Castillo. I don't know if I like him as much in a Yankee uniform in the Bronx.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I feel like Sonny Gray would go before Castillo. But
yeah,
Sonny,
well,
Sonny Gray loves
Cincinnati. Back to the Bronx.
Yeah, he ain't going back.
Yeah, he's no.
I know the president and stuff for the Twins probably listens to the podcast. So my suggestion for a trade would be just go send Royce Lewis for Sonny Gray and call it a day.
Oh God,
call it a day.
God, that's a good trade. I got like three different jerseys from Sonny Gray, and I would just get another Twins one. Chalk it up.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Something that would just make sense. And that would be going back to when we all thought that we would trade for Mad Bum at the deadline. We didn't for Royce Lewis.
Yep.
And I think Royce Lewis's value is slowly declining day by day. I just think he's fading on draft charts and prospect rankings. He's a tweener. I think he's a lot like Orlando Arcia, the Brewers. Same body size. And, I mean, Arcia was a big prospect too, and he just didn't figure it out. So, given he's still in the majors but hitting a dismal average, I just don't know whatever value we can get. I think addressing pitching to even compete with the White Sox would be huge right now. And I think if there's any value, we would address it. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the Twins like to, I don't know, they like to bring up their own guys. Byron Buxton, number one prospect 2 years in a row. I mean, they compared him to Mike Trout now. I mean, he's good, but he's a great defender, probably one of the best defensive center fielders in the game. But offensively, it's just, I mean, he's, 26 now? We've given him 27? Jeez, I mean, that's what I mean. It's been like, 7 years now, and he still hasn't really figured it out offensively. I mean, Max Kepler, who we thought would just be a very average player, is better offensively than Byron Buxton, especially against the good old Trevor Bauer, who's seeking mega bucks.
Mm-hmm. Who knows where he's going to end up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah.
Yeah. I think we should deal. But then again, I just hope that the season begins on time. That's what I'm hoping for right now. I mean, being able to attend a spring training game, obviously, to have those discussions and actually take action, book some flights and go, be amazing. And going back to last year, I was thankful to even see spring training baseball. That was the only sight of baseball I got to see all season. And now I want to do it every year if I can. But I just hope it starts on time. And I don't really care if Royce Lewis is on the roster. I just think if we can get value for him now, we should.
Yeah, think if we would have traded. Remember when Byron Buxton was rumored for Noah Syndergaard with the Mets? I mean, Syndergaard hasn't really done much either.
He's
though,
all banged up too.
But I mean, it's just crazy like the value these players carry before like all what they become, just an average baseball player or whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, like they're like post prospect, like or peak when they peak or like when they're highest on the charts, they have the most value and they haven't even played it. They haven't even had an at bat or pitched in a single game. It's wild. Mm-hmm. Like their tools and all that, how are they ranked? Like you just hope they pan out to be somewhat like Luis Robert last year, rock solid. I think he's going to have a bright future. That's one of the few, right? There's not many guys that actually pan out. And given like maybe Luis Robert fades, but I doubt it. Kyle Tucker's a guy that just came on last year, age 24 now going into the season. I feel like he's going to have a great career, but he kind of took bit to click. Given he's 24, still young, but I mean, it took him a bit of time. Joe Adele, look at him. Last year sucked. Like, I mean, then you watch him bat. Guy's a string bean. Like, he doesn't have the body to hit for power. I don't know. I mean, those guys, like, you hear all the buzz. You don't watch them play. You just listen to all these experts, and you think of their analysis. You watch them, and you see them at bat. I saw Joe Adele at bat, first at bat. I was like, who? That's Joe Adele? Like, he's a smaller guy with – he had laundry of freaking gear on his arm. And I was like, I mean, does he think he's just going to get hit right away? I don't know. But, I mean, he just looked too flashy. I think he was just scared and couldn't hit the ball. But maybe he figures it out. I don't know.
Yeah, prospects, I mean, man. With prospects, you just don't know. But a lot of people think they do. And, Mike Trout, I think he was a nobody until he got called up. He played a couple games, and suddenly, boom. There he is, the best player in the league.
He had a rather rough start, and our boy Bobby dropped him. I snagged him. And then, ironically, the year after that, we started doing keepers, and I just couldn't get my hands on the guy. And ever since, Bobby's had him in his possession.
8 years later.
Yeah, literally rookie year, peak, just rose to the occasion. There he is. The main stage, Mike Trout, I had him. And then the next year, I must have done too good because I wasn't able to draft him. Mm-hmm. So, life goes on. One guy that I want to talk about, though, Rafael Devers. So last year, down year without Alex Cora.
I saw that name and I knew it.
Dude, okay, but just 24 years old, Alex Cora is back. Their connection's real, and I think – Rafael Devers has his best season yet and might have his career year at age 24.
Ooh, MVP type?
I mean, the Red Sox ain't shit, but yeah, maybe. there's nothing around him. Benny Biceps might get traded, I saw. I would love to see Benny get traded. I don't know where he would go or who wants him, but yeah, there's just not much there in Boston. So
there isn't.
Given, okay, I discredit Xander Bogaerts. I'll say that. I just don't give that guy enough credit. But, and I'm sure I don't doubt there's Red Sox fans that listen to this podcast, so I think we're fine. But God forbid they'd come for our heads after we're talking shit about
Sorry, the Red Shelley. Sox. Sorry, Shelley.
Yeah.
No, but honestly, I mean, the Red Sox, they're a prime example of what should happen to the Yankees more often when you spend a ton of money and some of the players don't work out, and then there you sit. And now you're sitting with Chris Sale, you're sitting with JD Martinez. Actually, JD Martinez, I haven't heard about him in a long time or heard about. I don't know what's going on with him. I think he's in his con, or he's in this is the year. Yeah, I think this is the year that he gets to choose if he wants to leave or stay, or the team chooses. I don't know for sure, but.
Yeah, I think he's spent, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or if he has any value, I don't know. I don't really know much about him, much about his contract. But we just should come well prepared for this show, Brent. Don't bring up guys you don't know.
God, I'm so sorry. This is like we seriously hopped on. We didn't do no prep work for this. This is so. We just wanted.
This is what I think differentiates this, like, for the future. Personally, and this is what I'm just going to say to listeners that even are listening at this point in time in the show, is that instead of spending all this time to do these cuts and focus on like, oh, that was so good, or like, oh, that, oh man, that show was so bad, like we just like either hype it up or hype it down. I think just having like a genuine conversation about baseball, and if we talk about things that are relatable to listeners, and maybe if we get feedback from them, or we talk about things that they want to listen to, we do that. And we just like all natural. And we just go on with the show.
All natural feel.
Hang it up, post it, life goes on. Because we have shit to do. This is not our living. We do it for fun. And this is why we're here.
Yep. There it is. There it is. Yeah. I was going to say I mean, one guy though David Mays on Twitter. I mean, always sharing our show. Always. And I want to give a shout out to that guy because he's always sharing our show, and we appreciate that. Yeah. But yeah, it's just like, why? I mean, like the prep work, it feels like a lot of, I mean, we're not reading off a script. We're looking at a couple of rankings, seeing what we like, what we don't like. We're not sitting here fucking, we used to. I mean, I'll be honest, shit, I fucking typed up 3 pages back in the day when we're getting ready for the show. I got 3 pages here. I'm like, oh, I got to read this line, got to read this line, got to read this line. Oh, got to throw that ad in there, got to read this line. Now it's like, screw it.
It's so, the market's so saturated. Everyone thinks they're going to be the next big thing. Like, go for it. That's just not me. That's just not how we're living. We make money in other, we make money in other elements, and that's just how we're going to can carry on our lives.
Yeah. Like, shit, Bob Menery can fucking post stupid posts on Instagram and have be on the B-Dubs Buffalo Wild Wings roar and make millions of dollars. Voice, just,
that, yeah, that's just all over B-Dubs now.
If we get Bob Menery on this show, though, oh my God, we're letting loose. It'll be a, R. What's after R-rated? What's the next version? What is it? X. It'll be a damn X-rated show.
Sure, whatever it is. M for mature.
I wouldn't mind getting Menery on. That'd be funny. That guy's a hoot.
Yeah. Well, are we talk about more rankings? What are we talking about?
Holy shit! We're already like 45 minutes into this deal.
Dang. So, fun fact, or not really fun. Teoscar Hernandez is probably the most unfun player we can talk about. But a guy that went undrafted last year, even in a 16-team dynasty league that we no longer are part of, he killed it. And just 28 years old, I believe. Do you think he's going to have a replicated year that he put together last year?
I remember
currently ranked in the top 75 for Tristan.
Who did? Remember, you don't remember who I comped him to?
Tristan on a first name basis. You can find him on ESPN. But.
Who did I comp him to last year? You have to remember this. Come on now.
You comped him to somebody?
Yes.
Oh, Fielder.
He plays for the A's. He's only a DH now. He's been bad for the past couple year and a half. Chris Davis. He's Chris Davis, man. He's Chris Davis with speed. Mm-hmm. That's who I think. I mean, I think that's like you're looking at Chris Davis of the East.
Yeah. Maybe sure. I like it. Power. I love the power.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can be a 260 hitter though and hit 35 dingers. That's what my cousin Adam said.
I was gonna say he's been the one that's been texting us. Get on
I had to give
get
him
on
a shot.
The show.
The one thing though, so he was doing his draft. He'd keep me in. And I was like living vicariously through him as he's going.
Hey,
through
is this the league we got kicked out of and they start a new one? And they're doing the draft,
dude. Let's not talk about it, right? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, we're not in it. It doesn't matter. Life goes on. But I just feel like his team that he put together, it was kind of like a win now. Got a lot of guys a bit older. And got a future, good solid future farm system. So I was just loving the draft. I love draft time. Obviously, that might be the only reason why I play baseball is for the draft, right? That's the best. I was actually going to talk about this too. Expanding the draft time. 2 minutes, just to live it a little longer. What do you think?
I'm ready to soak up some sun for 2 minutes and drink some brewskis. Mm.
I still need to have that draft party as like many of us. I think there's 12 teams and there we all live in, what is there, 8 different states in between 12 of us.
But we all know each other really pretty good now.
Yeah, it's good. Who's another guy? Kyle Lewis. I think he's going to show up again.
Adam Jones. That could be an Adam Jones type player there. 3,100 every year. Could get a couple stolen bags, hit about 280, get an 800 OPS.
Okay. How about your boy Sixto? I know this is okay.
Ooh.
Before you go ahead and say the guy's name that you're going to say, because only reason why you said his name is because he played for the damn Marlins. Jose Fernandez, in your comparison with that, I don't like it. Jose Fernandez is just immaculate.
He was. Sixto, I mean, he was next level.
Yeah, Sixto was just better than people thought, too. So, like, for all the people that think they know everything, Sixto. Did you know about Sixto? No, you didn't. You know he's going
to
be
He was a top-ranked prospect, but they didn't see this coming.
He didn't rise to the occasion like this, though.
No.
How about Randy Arozarena, folks? Did you really think that he was
going to
pop off like that in the playoffs? No, you didn't. You didn't.
Currently getting drafted at 57 in NFBC.
Just 26 years old. Dude, I think, I mean, if he plays right away, I don't know. He had that issue, right? Like, wasn't it? Didn't he kidnap some? I don't know. What happened?
I don't know. There's a lot of these weird, like, Miguel Sano was, Miguel Sano did some crazy stuff.
Miguel Sano, nothing happened to him, so you're good.
Yeah, a lot of stuff happens.
Ooh, one guy, random. Chris Bryant. Do you think that he gets dealt? Because sounds like they're moving everything out of Chicago, including Epstein. So do you think he gets moved too?
Well, Epstein got moved, and now he's like an MLB relations coordinator or some jazz, something like that. But
you are the brain, man.
What happens if Rizzo, Baez, or Bryant gets moved, in my opinion, if one of them gets moved, they're all going to be gone within the year. All three of them. They're not going to keep one of those guys.
I think they clean house. They got their World Series title in 2016. Obviously, contracts are kind of messing up what they're doing. They don't have the farm because they got rid of it all for that title. Gleyber Torres, Eloy Jimenez, to name a few.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think it's worth it. I personally don't like Chris Bryant like I used to when he got called up. Was a huge fan, overdrafted him, went super high on him. And I feel like I sold him for a pack of peanuts too early. But 29 years old, super injury prone.
Well, he can't figure out how to hit the opposite field. He pulls everything. He can't figure anything. He just pull.
Yeah. I don't know. Just not the biggest fan. I know there's this guy on Twitter that just loves, or like, I think today I saw him post a Bryant photo in a Twins jersey.
And is that Warren? Is that Brandon Warren?
Could be, could not be.
Nice tweet today, though. He said Julio Teheran is only turning 30. I loved it.
Julio Teheran turning 30?
Only turning 30. Julio.
He can stay away from the Twins because he didn't do anything in Anaheim Angels uniform.
Los Angeles.
Would love to see, I mean, I've been talking about this, will be my debate for the next month and a half, 2 months. Plesac, Corbin Burns, Sonny Gray. Win now. Who am I taking? Because that's my debate. I need to figure it out. I've been up and down. 2 weeks ago, I was solidified Plesac. Last week, I kind of thought about Corbin Burns. But honestly, if I just have Sonny Gray on my team, then I don't have to overpay for him. Like, start the season with my guy, regardless of what team he might be on. God forbid, I would hope to see him in a Cincinnati Reds uniform because he's done so good well so far. But who are you taking? Give me some insiders.
Oh, Sonny Gray.
Sunny side.
It's sunny always side. Sunny. It's always sunny in Cincy, baby.
All right.
There it is.
Probably gonna change your mind.
We got to wrap this up, man. We're almost going on an hour. People are probably going to be falling asleep while they're having this. We don't want nobody falling asleep at the wheel. That would not be good.
Okay, perfect. Maybe they're on a train. Shit, they can listen to the whole thing.
Hey, you get the Amtrak in, what is it, Minneapolis? You got the Amtrak rail?
Yeah, I don't use it. Last thing. Okay. Last one guy I want to talk about. Zach Gallen. You like him?
The Gallen?
Yeah.
I like 3/4 of gallons.
Okay. Half full of cup, half full of half.
No, Gallen, I mean, oh God. People are just starting to, I saw a comp to Walker Buehler or some shit, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, we gotta chill out a little bit. I wanna see a little more of them.
But I mean, it looks like you can compare him to your boy Jack Flaherty.
Oh, my God.
32 in this ranking right here. So both 25 years old. That's the debate, folks. Zach Gallen or Jack?
Oh, my God. Stop it with nonsense 54 minutes in. Stop it. You know Jack Flaherty is the damn legend. Oh, honestly, Jack Flaherty could finish next year as a top 5 starting pitcher, if not like 2 or 3. I think Jack Flaherty's that good.
Okay. Next week, we should talk about our top 10 starting pitchers for next year, or the going this year.
That's what we're going to do. Top 10 starting pitchers next week.
Okay, let's do that, and then we'll work our way around it. And if listeners have any requests, we'll do that too. Cool?
Yeah, we're back at it.
That's how we're doing it.
This is just a no-go show.
Yeah. Anything else? We're good.
No, that's it. We don't got no stupid ads or anything to put in. We're just going to upload this to Twitter and call it a damn day. Whoever wants to listen, go ahead. Whoever doesn't, don't. Just us. Because this is what we do. We used to always do this. That's why we started the podcast. So we're getting kind of back to our roots. We used to just call each other. I remember one time I looked at my damn phone, and it was a 3-hour and 46-minute conversation about baseball. And I was like, "Holy shit, we got a problem."
And we just put on a microphone.
Yeah, that's it.
One thing, I don't know if it would be like a copyright thing, but if we put there's a song by Mace, Welcome Back. That should be the intro for this.
Copyright.
You can find it honestly anywhere, but I feel like that would be perfect for this episode because we haven't been heard of in like 6 months and now we're just back on the scene. So,
but I feel like we built a pretty decent show. I know like a lot of guys were waiting for us to come back, like Michael Govier. I think I'm going to be hopping on his pod in February. He's a good dude. I like Govier. The Triple Play Boys who've kind of got – they're going to have freaking Matthew Berry on their show. I was like, holy shit. Yeah, the Matthew Berry of fantasy football. Like that guy.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know how – shit, I don't even know.
Matthew Berry's got time in his hands, I guess.
Yeah, but no, I need to get – we need to get Menery on here and just go ham. Just good go enough. Ham. Just don't even care.
Just land it.
No, but it's been good. We'll be back probably, I'd say, next Sunday night, right, with the top 10 starting pitchers.
After the Packers advance to the big old Super Bowl.
All right, that's time to stop the recording right there, folks. Have a great evening.